Middleborough Community College.
Yeah, she said, you ain't no good, but you feel so good. She said, what if I could, but I gotta leave you alone. She said, I gotta leave you alone. She said, I know you bad, but I want you back. She said, makes me so sad. Gotta leave you alone. Gotta leave you alone.
I got my mind on my money. All I need is a bad that I can run through the city, spend this cash with. That I can run through the city, spend this cash on. Wake up in the morning, get my smash on. I don't want much, baby, egg whites. Keep your stomach and your thighs and your legs right. While I'm out here, focus, getting this bread right. But if they ain't right, Jesus, they headline. Wake up in the morning and I'm still here. Wake up in the morning and I ain't gone. All I ask, let me just do me. And maybe just me and you can get along. Had the mother mad when they seen us. Had to match a Rolex, baby, team us. Yeah, the earth is our turf, we can share the world.
Hello, hello, and welcome back to the Sheila Show. It's now 1 o'clock on the dot, and I'm back. Last week, we talked about Marvel characters. I'm going to try for a second. We talked about Marvel characters and some of the movies, and we went through a list of, like, some unpopular, there were controversial opinions about, like, the Marvel Cinematic Universe, and we went through that. It was very interesting. I actually enjoyed looking through that list, even though I didn't really agree with some of them, but I really enjoyed looking through that list, so I enjoyed that last week. This week, we're going to be talking about the future of Marvel, so we're going to talk about the movie that are coming out, some people that are going to be in them. I know Wolverine versus Deadpool, the Deadpool and Wolverine movie just like released a trailer, so we'll talk about that a little bit, so we'll get into that. Just want to mention this will most likely be my last week of the show, the last day of the show, I should say week, but this will most likely be my last day for the show. I don't have class next week, so I won't be coming to campus unless I, for some reason, come here, but this will most likely be my last show for the Sheila Show. This is my last show in general for, you know, my, for me being a student at Hillsborough Community College, but for me having my own independent show for now is going to be the last one. If there's any changes, I'll probably drop that. But honestly, just stay tuned. There's a lot of good shows on this that we have here at Ybor Campus. There's a lot of shows. You know, we have talented people coming on. We all know they're going to have a good career in radio. But I'll touch a little bit on why I was doing this show at the end of the radio show. But for now, we're just going to jump right into it. I'll play the first show right now. The first song right now. And that's going to be Tupac, California Love, which was featured in Black Panther. Iron Man 2. She did in Iron Man 2. Sorry. Here you go.
Straight putting it down for California, yeah.
California, California, outside of
I got my first book.
All right, and that was California Lovin' by Tupac. And that song was featured in, like I mentioned a little earlier, it was featured in Iron Man 2. When Iron Man was clearly intoxicated, he mixes records at the turntables. And I got the information from AmericanSongwriter.com. Thank you to them. So let's kind of jump into what we're going to be talking about today. Like I mentioned a little earlier, again, we're going to be talking about the future of Marvel's, like Marvel movies and Marvel movies that are coming out, new actors and actresses that are going to be in the movie. So I'm going to enjoy this part. I know that. And there's quite a bit of movies that are going to be coming out too. And I'm really interested about a lot of them, because I feel like Marvel already has been, right now, from some of the movies that have came out, I feel like they're already kind of like on a tight line. Like they're kind of like on a small line of like having, of like kind of like messing up the story and kind of like messing everything up. Because again, like I mentioned, I keep mentioning this, because in every time like anyone ever asks me about Marvel movies and like the ones that have came out, I feel like sometimes they focus too much on, like, they have too much comedy in it, in the movies, that I don't enjoy them. Like I said with Ant-Man Quantumanium or Thor Love and Thunder, don't get me wrong, I love the movies and I love the characters and I like them in the movies they've been in, like with other Avengers, but the movies themselves, they focus too much on trying to make the audience laugh and trying to be comedic, that it just never lands correctly, and it just doesn't make the movie enjoyable. And I feel like sometimes they kind of miss, you know, making the movie, like, parts where they can make the movie emotional rather than, like, comedic, or where they can actually focus on, like, the backstory of a character rather than, you know, trying to make them laugh with humor, you know? But that's just personally me. I feel like I have seen a lot of people agree with me, though, and every time I mention it, like, people say the same thing, so I know, I don't think I'm just, like, saying it. I'm just, like, making stuff up. I think, like, this is an actual problem, so I'm just saying now. They have focused too much on making stuff comedic, and I'm hoping that they kind of steer away from there. But talking about comedy, we have Deadpool versus Wolverine. That was just announced like a week or two ago, I believe. It's coming out on July 26th of this year. And I know this is a highly anticipated movie. Like Deadpool in general, people have been waiting for his third movie. I kind of, like, when Deadpool first came out, I didn't watch it. I didn't watch the Deadpool movies until probably, if April now, probably like February or January of this year. And that says a lot, because I heard these movies are good. I know the movies are good, but I also heard that Deadpool was kind of a little bit, like, on the scandalous side. I know there's a lot of, like, cursing and, you know, a lot of inappropriate jokes, which, and I don't mind, but I was like, I don't know if I can, like, watch this movie and, like, sit down and watch it. But they were really good. They were so funny, and I kind of regret not watching it earlier, because I went, like, on, like, a spree of just, like, watching a lot of, like, superhero movies, and I wanted to watch a lot of the X-Men movies. And like, speaking of Wolverine, he's obviously a part of like the X-Men franchise, so I watched his movies. I didn't finish them. Like, I didn't watch Logan, like where he kind of like transitions and he's like with the little girl. I didn't watch Logan yet. I need to watch that, because I'm not really finished watching the X-Men movies, but I need to watch that. And before I watch, definitely I need to get that done before Deadpool versus Wolverine comes out, because I feel like I really need to understand. But from the movie that I've seen Wolverine in, and his individual movie that he got within the X-Men franchise, I really enjoy them. I thought they were good. A lot of the X-Men movies are really good. I think my biggest thing was someone like X-Men Days of Futures Past. That one kind of confused me, but I kind of blame myself for that, because I kind of watched the movies not out of order, but like I watched them in release order rather than timeline order. And if people don't know what that means, like if a movie came out in 2009 and then another movie came out in 2011, I watched it that way instead of watching it like the movie that came out in 2009 is based in like 1988, the movie coming out in 2011 is based in like 1977, you know. Timeline order would be, I should watch the one that came out, like, is based in 1977 first and then watch the one based in 1988 second, if that makes any sense. I know that kind of was confusing because I probably didn't explain it right, but basically they're just different orders of which people watch movies, and I get that, but this time around I don't know why, but I wasn't thinking about, hey, maybe I should watch it in timeline order where it would make a little more sense and not, you know, just jump into the first movie that, you know, was released. But I blame myself for that. But either way, very good franchise. But Deadpool versus Wolverine is going to be an action comedy. It's going to be rated R, I believe, which, not surprised, honestly. And I'm really excited for this movie. So let's talk about the cast. There is Ryan Reynolds as Deadpool, obviously. There is Hugh Jackman as Wolverine. There is Owen Wilson as Mobius. And then Jennifer Garner as Elektra. Then we have Tara Strong. Oh my gosh, she is a beautiful voice actor. I love her voice acting. And she's Miss Minutes. Yeah, I'm excited for this. That's crazy, though. But that's just some of the cast. There's a lot of people in here. There's a big cast in this one. But I'm really excited for this movie. I think it's going to be really good, too. I know this is going to be one that is super comedic, but here's my thing. I don't have a problem with this one being too comedic, because I expect that from this type of movie. Not from a Wolverine movie, per se, but I expect it from a Deadpool movie, because he has a lot of, you know, R-rated jokes. He has a lot of cursing, some, you know, jokes that are more on, like, you know, the scandalous side. But the thing is, I work at a movie theater, and I know this movie, again, is highly anticipated, like I mentioned, but I know for a fact I'm going to have to kick out a lot of kids, and there's going to be a big thing with kids wanting to watch this movie, because, again, everyone knows Deadpool, everyone knows Wolverine, everyone knows this, you know, Marvel in general franchise. And I know I'm going to have a big problem with kids wanting to watch the movie, and then we think, no, like, they can't, which, that's going to be crazy, but not until July, so we have a little bit of time. We have a little bit of time until that happens, but, yeah, it's going to be rated R, so that's that. And I'm excited for this one. I keep mentioning that, but I think it's going to be really good. But also, I hope it's not too comedic that it kind of misses out on the plot. I'm hoping for that. So, talking about that one, let me tell you an article I just came across, and basically talking about the future of Marvel. It's from Forbes.com, and it's called How the Marvel Slowdown Could Impact MCU Projects in Phase 5 and Beyond. So basically they got into, there are different phases of Marvel. Phase 1 started, like, probably with Iron Man, his movies, like, that started it. And Phase 5, because it's been years, like, Marvel started back in, like, 2000 or 2004, around there. And now we're in 2024, so we're in Phase 5 of Marvel. And I want to tell you what I came across, and something that was said that I saw that I actually liked. And it said, if I can find it real quick. Okay, yeah. Idris' comments suggest that Marvel Studio will shift its focus from projects featuring new characters to those already established. As a result, the studio may avoid prioritizing these titles within its films and Disney TV shows, straying away from the tactic that defined most of Phase 4. And don't get me wrong, I like that. I like how they're focusing on characters that everyone knows and loves, and I understand that. But I also understand that, like, the franchise cannot just stay the same, if that makes any sense. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved Iron Man, I loved Black Widow, I loved Spider-Man, I loved Thor, Captain America, all those people. But Iron Man is dead, Black Widow, dead, Captain America went back in time to be with his wife, so technically, basically dead. You know, like, those people are gone now, we can't focus too much on their story. And I get, like, Spider-Man too. I feel like he already is a defined character. We've already seen his backstory. We've seen him lose the one he loved. We've seen him basically have to let his girlfriend and best friend go, You know, we've seen that. And what do they mean by defined? What do they classify as a defined person, if that makes any sense? Like, because when we think of Falcon and the Winter Soldier, them two, they've been a character in the franchise for quite some time already. Are they defined characters? Are they going to say they're technically defined characters? Or are we talking about, you know, who else? Oh, are we talking about Black Widow? Are we talking about Black Widow? Oh, Kate Bishop. That's her name. Hawkeye. She was in Hawkeye, the show. She was kind of a new character. Or are we going to talk about Miss Marvel? Those type of people. Those are what I see as new characters in the franchise. Are we going to talk about them? Because I feel like at one point, again, we've had the Miss Marvel show. We've had Hawkeye come out. And, you know, people want to see more of them. That's what we want to see. And then we have Black Widow's sister. I keep forgetting her name. I don't know why, because Florence Pugh plays her brilliantly. But, like, Yelena, that's her name. Like, what do we define as already defined characters? Like, again, as much as I love Spider-Man, I don't need to see another movie of him. You know, again, I want to see another movie, but I don't want to see another movie of him, you know, having to live his life without his best friend and, you know, trying to get that back before I see a movie of possibly Yelena fighting someone, you know, going, you know, fighting someone or trying to kill Hawkeye again. You know, I want to see more from Marvel instead of the same movies on repeat, on repeat, on repeat, because it's just going to be a never-ending line. Because how long are they going to keep that up for? You know what I mean? Like, how long are you just going to be like, okay, we're going to make two more Spider-Man movies, and then we're going to pull on Miss Marvel for now because we want to keep showing people Spider-Man? Or how long are you going to drag out Falcon? Even though I would call him a defined character in that he's already an established character because he's been in the franchise for quite some time. It doesn't matter how many movies he's technically been in. He's been in the franchise since, like, probably Captain America and the Winter Soldier, around there. Like, so I would call him an established character and a defined character. We already know his backstory. We got to see more of that in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. So, you know, like, they just need to know when to release these things. They need to know in the order to do it. Because, again, I want to see another... I actually enjoyed Miss Marvel a lot, and I wish there was another season. I want to see a Miss Marvel movie before I want to see another Spider-Man movie right now. That's what I want to see, because I want to see the franchise grow. Because, again, I don't think Marvel is planning on stopping anytime soon. Crime and aliens, from what it seems in their world, will never stop. So, I know they have a lot under their belt, and I know there's a lot that they can do with this, and I know they can potentially drag this franchise out forever. Because, again, like I said, crime will never stop. This aliens are not going to stop just because, you know, they decide to. It's going to keep happening. So, I don't know. I kind of just want to see a little more from the newer characters. So, and he's, the one I mentioned, he is the CEO of Disney, by the way. And he also said that in July of last year, he admitted that Marvel diluted focus and attention by making so many Disney Plus shows. Honestly, the Disney Plus TV shows are probably one of the best things that happened to Marvel, honestly. They did so well. Nobody can say that those shows were horrible. Like I mentioned, like, 2-3 weeks ago, the Loki show, that one, I kind of got bored the first time I watched it, but that was just because there's a lot of talking and there's so much backstory behind it. But what do you expect? You know what I mean? Like, I should have expected that, because they have to, like, you know, set up the whole plot. They have to set up the whole season. They have to set up, you know, what's going to happen after that. So that was kind of on me, because I kind of expected them to, like, fight all the time, which they were fighting quite some time, but it was just a lot of talking, so I just kind of stopped. And then when the second season came out, I was like, actually, let me continue watching this show. So I went back to season one, watched the show from the beginning, and then went to season two and finished that. And I'm pretty sure I finished that in one night also. Like, I think I was crocheting something or something, like a beanie or something. So I was just sitting there the whole entire time, and I finished the whole entire show, and I don't regret it, by the way. I don't regret it. And I honestly recommend anyone who hasn't watched the Loki series to watch it. I enjoyed the Loki series. WandaVision, top tier, one of the best shows I've ever watched. Maybe because I just like Wanda's character in general. So I was like, okay, you know, I love the show. But even my mom said it. She loved it. And I'm pretty sure they're not coming out. with the second season, I remember seeing, like, when the show first came out that they weren't going to, but I feel like they should, just because they want to see more of her, but they shouldn't, because what else are you going to talk about? I know they're coming out with another series for the villain in WandaVision, Agatha, and I want to see that. I know that's going to be good. Like, there's no way it's not good. If the same people who directed and produced WandaVision, I know it's going to be good. Like, everything from the backstory, the shots that they had in there, you know, the emotion, the acting, brilliant. Brilliant. I loved it. It was so good. But, yeah, that was good. Hawkeye, and I enjoyed a lot. I liked the whole Christmas vibe to it. What was the other one? Falcon and the Winter Soldier. I enjoyed that one. Miss Marvel. I enjoyed that one. So, yeah, I honestly don't think it diluted anything. Like he mentioned, like, I don't think it diluted focus and attention from anything, because it didn't really veer away from the main plot or what Marvel and the Avengers were fighting against, to be honest, because they were all talking about these people's individual lives, and that's what I like to see. We got to see a little more of Hawkeye, because I feel like as much as he is like an original main character, we don't see much of him unless obviously like he's on the Black Widow or he's like, you know, mad at someone, you know. But I enjoyed seeing his kind of life and him wanting to be back to his family for Christmas and, you know, kind of taking this girl under his wing and helping her out. And I enjoyed that. I like seeing everyone's backstory with the TV show. I think it honestly helped rather than, you know, sink the whole franchise, to be honest. So I don't know what the CEO is talking about. I enjoyed the show. I think a lot of people enjoyed the show. That's why they did so well. And that's why they got a second season. So I think they did good. And okay, he also stated that, I'd say we're leaning a little bit more into sequels and franchises. I think given the environment and given what it takes to get people out of their homes to see a film, leaning on franchises that are familiar is actually a smart thing, which is true. Obviously, staying with things that people know. Like, people know Spider-Man, they're going to watch Spider-Man movie. They're going to watch another one. They're not going to watch movies that people, that, you know, haven't been discussed before, I should say. Like, I think that's kind of why Eternals didn't do so well. Because, I've never read the comics, and I don't really know a lot of the backstory behind Marvel. Like, I've never read the comics. I don't go, like, into a deep dive of every character's backstory. But I do know that, I do know for most part, like, their backstory and how they were and why they are the way they act. And I do know that if I, you know, a Spider-Man movie comes out and I'm like, oh, I've seen two or three of these before, oh, I'm going to want to watch it over a movie that just came out. But I also know that, you know, I can't keep watching the same thing happen over and over and over. You know, it kind of just gets repetitive and boring. But that hasn't happened yet. But I think that's also why people didn't like Eternals, because it was something new. I enjoyed Eternals. I didn't know why people hated it so much. Like, honestly, I think on Rotten Tomatoes at one point when it went on there, it was like a 53% and 43% around there. But I'm pretty sure went down by now. And every time I look at Rotten Tomatoes and there's like a list of worst to best, like, Marvel movies, Eternals is always on the very bottom, and I'm like, why do people hate it so much? I thought it was good. I don't really remember anything that I can think was like bad about it. Like, even the special effects I thought were fine. I honestly, like, coming to mind, like, I can't think of anything that was like super bad about the movie from what I know. And again, I'm very critical on a lot of stuff. Like, if their acting was bad, I would say it. If, you know, if they didn't look the right place, like, I pay attention to a lot of things. Like, if they, like, look to the left when they're supposed to be looking to the right, I would think about it for days, and I'll be like, why did they do that? How did nobody catch that? Like, but I can't remember anything that was wrong with the movie, and I don't understand why people didn't like it. But again, like I mentioned, I think it was because it was something new and people just didn't want to see that. You know, they wanted to see Spider-Man. They wanted to see another Endgame, like something that happened after Endgame. That's what they wanted to see rather than, you know, Eternals and talking about the people who have powers, you know. That's really it. And let's jump into the more movies coming out. We talked about Deadpool and Wolverine. We're going to talk about, X-Men 97 came out. It's like a TV show. And I like this style. It's like very much like older animation style, and I really enjoyed it. I haven't watched it yet. It's a TV show, like an X-Men TV show, basically. and it's animated, but I really want to watch it. I heard it was good, though, from my supervisor at work. He said it was really good, and he, like, loves, oh my gosh, he loves Marvel. He knows everything about movie. Like, he, I'm pretty sure, has watched most of the movies. Like, every classic movie he's probably watched. He's probably watched every single Marvel movie 20 times. I remember Marvel came out with, like, a big book of, like, timeline, like, a big timeline book around the beginning of this year, I believe. And he had that thing, when it released, he had it in his hand. He brought it to work in his hand. Because he was like, oh, like, how did you, I literally asked him, I was like, how did you get that if it just came out today? He was like, well, I pre-ordered it. I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, he had that pre-ordered and ready. Like, trust me, this, he is, like, a nerd for this stuff. Okay. Anyways, like I mentioned, Agatha Dark Hole Diary is coming out, and I'm excited for that, like I mentioned. And I'm getting this information from Esquire.com, by the way. And Katherine Hahn's fan favorite performance as the WandaVision witch, Agatha Harkness, helped score her own dark comedy series. I'm ready for that. Oh, this is movie and TV shows. Dark comedy series, Agatha Darkhold Diaries. The initial pitch for the series has also reportedly gone through many changes during production, going from Agatha House of Harkness to Coven of Chaos and now Darkhold Diaries. WandaVision head writer Jack Schaefer will serve as the show executive producer, picking up from where we last left Agatha, trapped in her suburban sitcom persona. Oh my gosh, I'm ready for that. I'm so ready for that. I can see it being such a good show. And again, if the writer for WandaVision is a producer of this one, we know it's going to be good. I have high expectations for this one, so hopefully they don't fail. I'm ready for that. And then we have Captain America Brave New World. Ready for this one too. It released February 14, 2025. We have a little less than a year, probably what, like what, 11 months? No, 10 months for this one. I don't think I can wait. I need these all, like, now. To be honest, I love Marvel as a whole, and I know I probably won't like any of the DC movies that are going to be coming out, so I need, like, a movie to be out now. Another movie, they need to release these, like, every other month or something, because we have Deadpool vs. Wolverine. And then we need something. We need a continuous run of movies. February 14, 2025 is not enough for me. Like, I need them coming on. Like, I need them every other month or something. Like, they have like, such high expectations for these movies. They have set such a high bar for these movies. So, I'm excited. Okay, Anthony Mackie will star in the sequel film to the Falcon and the Winter Soldier series that finally gave Sam Wilson the title of Captain America. Falcon and the Winter Soldier left many plot threads still to be unraveled, such as Sharon Carter's role as a criminal power broker and Contessa Valentina Allegra de Fontaine, Julia Lewis, rounding up troubled superpowers beings such as John Walker, Wyatt Russell. Samuel Stern, whose transformation into the leader back in 2008, The Incredible Hulk, was never explored, but also star in Brave New World, as well as Harrison Ford as the President of the United States. I'm excited for this one. I'm excited to see Anthony Mackie take on his own little role in the star of a movie. Because even though he had Falcon and the Winter Soldier, you know, he was still technically with the Winter Soldier. So it wasn't, you know, his own thing. I'm excited for this one. And I remember, I don't know if anyone else has, like, watched their interviews before, but Tom Holland, they were on a panel together. And they always tease each other. I love watching those videos of them two teasing each other. Even, like, with Sebastian Stan in there, both of them tease Tom Holland a lot. Just because him as a kid, they think he's, like, a drama queen. It's hilarious. Oh, my gosh. And I remember Tom Holland, you know, kind of, like, getting at him, being like, oh, I have my own movie. And then Anthony Mackie, at one point, he was like, when this movie's coming out, I'm gonna have Tom Holland sitting in front row right next to me. You know, that's so funny, and I'm ready for this. I hope he executes this well, because I know if he doesn't, people are gonna be on him. I know for a fact. And I want this movie to come out, but I'm kind of scared for him, just because I know if he does not execute this well, people are gonna be on him saying that they shouldn't have done that. They shouldn't have had him as Captain America. They should have picked somebody else. They should have just gave it to Bucky. They should have gave it to the Winter Soldier. Sebastian Stan should have done it. But I'm like, guys, we cannot hold on to this. You know, honestly, I agree that Bucky should have got it. You know, they were best friends. They were in the army together. So he should have it. But also, I'm like, we can't do much about it anymore. You know, he already had, they're not going to go back in time and have him give it to Bucky instead of Sam. You know, it makes no sense now. We got to get over it. I'm ready. And we have the Thunderbolts coming out May 2nd, 2025. And starring a ragtag group of MCU villains and anti-heroes such as the Winter Soldier, Florence Pugh's Black Widow, U.S. Agent Ghost, Taskmaker, and David Harbour Red Guardian, Thunderbolts will presumably be showcase a Suicide Squad-esque lineup for the MCU, all assembled by Contessa Valentina Allegra DeFontaine. That one sounds good. A lot of these, throughout this list, oh my gosh, actually, I might hate this. I'm looking at the picture because this list is a surprise to me, even though I kind of skimmed through it. Like, seeing some of these pictures, seeing who's actually in it, I should say, this, I feel like I'm going to hate it because, U.S. Agent Ghost. I'm pretty sure that's him, U.S. Agent. Him, I don't really like him. He was in, if you don't know who I'm talking about, he was in Falcon and the Winter Soldier. And he basically was the new Captain America. Since he died, they kind of made him like the new Captain America. He kind of went on he didn't go on missions with them, but, you know, he kind of there to help him out. And he kind of went rogue at one point. He basically killed some guy in the street. You know, it was crazy. I don't like him. I think it's his face. I don't know. It might be his face, or it might just be how he acts, or maybe it's the fact that he's taking over. What? No, not taking over. But he's trying. I shouldn't say he is. He's trying to take over Captain America's role. Maybe that's why I don't like him. But I can't stand him, and I really can't. So I don't know. I might. I'm going to watch a movie, I know that, but I might not like it fully just because he's in it, for sure. U.S. Agent, I cannot, but I like everyone else in here for the most part. You know, everybody else is a good character. Sebastian Stan's in it, I love Sebastian Stan, so I'm going to enjoy the movie. I know for a fact, I think it's going to be a good movie, I just won't like him. I just know it. Let's move on. Let's move on from that one. We have a year, a little over a year until it comes out, so we have time to process. We have the Fantastic Four. I know people have been wanting a Fantastic Four movie for a long time, and I'll tell you more about it after this little break. I'm going to be playing All the Stars by Kendrick Lamar, feature SZA.
Oh. on me. If you do, I won't move. I ain't just cry for no reason. I ain't just pray for no reason. I give thanks for the day, for the hours, and another way, another life breathing. I did it all cause I feel good. I wouldn't do it at all if I feel bad. Better live your life.
All the Stars, SZA, and like I mentioned, that song was in Black Panther. Was actually in the after credits of Black Panther, which is such a good, great movie, by the way. One of the best movies. Black Panther and like the first and second one were such good movies. And before the break, we're Future of Marvel, and for anyone just joining now, primostream.com. And let's kind of jump right back into the list off the Fantastic Four, and I'm waiting for that. Again, like I said, the movies, but that one for sure. I feel like Fantastic, Michael B. Jordan, and we have seen with a lot of famous people. For sure, this movie, I feel like it has high expectations because they released December or, which was it? It was December or January. Around there, they released a cast of people, and I saw the list and I was kind of like, okay, like that's fine. Because again, I've never read the comics, or I've never, you know, really have knowledge of the backstory. So I couldn't really say, like, you know, do they fit these characters really well? I kind of can just go off of if I like the actors or not. And, you know, we've seen Michael B. Jordan in it. We've seen Miles Teller. We've seen Kate Mara. And then seen a lot of people in it. Tim Blake Nelson, we've seen him in it. So I feel like they kind of have a huge... How do I explain it? They have a huge, like, position to take in the movies. Because if it's anything like the originals or the one that we've seen in the past, then they kind of have to live up to that. Because they were pretty good movies, in my opinion. I enjoyed them. So, let's see. And from Esquire.com, it says, The Fantastic Four, Marvel's first family, has had a rough ride with critics over the years. Oh, I didn't know that. I enjoyed all the movies. Mr. Fantastic, Human Torch, Invisible Woman, and The Thing have already graced our screens 3 times now, but all 3 films have been commercial and critical failures. Wow. I enjoyed all the movies. Like, again, I feel like no movies are perfect, and these movies came out, what, 2015? The one with Michael B. Jordan came out in 2015, so I'm like, I don't expect much from them. Well, watching them now, I should say, I don't expect much from them, because I'm like, now, you know, they have more effects and they have better ways to make it more practical. It could look real, you know. People like, there are people that fit like the body more, there are people that can fit the role more. Like me as a person now looking at the older movies, I'm like, obviously, like, they could have changed this and that, but they couldn't do that back in 2015. So I'm like, I don't worry about it too much. I still find it an enjoyable movie for the most part. But Esquire said, now Marvel announced that Pedro Pascal, The Last of Us, he starred in that, will star as the next Reed Richards alongside Vanessa Kirby, Mission Impossible, as Sue Storm, Joseph Quinn, Stranger Things, as Johnny Storm, and Ebon Moss, the Bear, as Ben Grimm. Backed by the Fox acquisition, Marvel will try once again to wow us with the superhero family when the time is right. I didn't know that people hated the Fantastic Four movies. Obviously, I think anytime I talk to someone about the movie, they are pretty okay with it, but that's mostly family, so who knows? You know, they might be wrong. But I also asked the supervisor at my job how he liked it, to see his opinion on it, because I honestly trust his opinion a lot. But yeah, the cast sounds pretty good for the most part. I don't have anything bad to say about it. I think they're good. they're fine. All those actors, to be honest, and actresses, they have done well in all the shows that I've seen them in the clips that I've seen them. I love Pedro Pascal. I love Joseph Quinn, you know, so I think they'll do fine for the most part. And again, like I said, they'll have like a huge position to take on. But now that I know people hated the movies, they're going to have to really like make this movie enjoyable. Obviously, like, they can't do anything about the script. If the script is bad and people hate it, they can't do anything about that. And they can't do anything about the fact that if it's like too comedic, or, you know, the director doesn't do something right, you know, they can't do anything about that. But their performance has to be really good in order for people to like it also. You know, it's not just the script that makes a movie bad, you know, it's how they perform and how they execute it. So, but I think they'll do good for the most part. It's coming out in July 25 of 2025. So, I'm ready for that. Is it July 25? July 25th. That makes much more sense. July 25th of 2025. So, I'm ready for that one. And then we have Blade. It comes out November 7th of 2025. This is probably the last one I talk about. Oh, I'll talk about one more after this, actually. Before I talk about the show and why I'm stopping the show and everything. And then Blade. It comes out November 7th of 2025. And it says, hype is huge for the return of Blade, the vampire hunter who will be played by Mahershala Ali, made famous in a trilogy of movies featuring Wesley Snipes pre-MCU. The half-vampire, full-time killer helped pave the way for the superhero film resurgence in the late 2000s. Blade already made an audio-only cameo in the end credit scenes of Eternal when he spoke to Dane Whiteman, Kit Harington, who will become the Black Knight. But it's unknown just how either character will fit into the next phase of MCU. Currently, production on the film has been delayed while they search for a new director last minute. And I don't know much about Blade, but I'm honestly excited to see the movie because, you know, I gotta support Marvel. Gotta support them. I wanna know, you know, expand my knowledge a little more about the MCU and then the franchise in general. So I'm excited to see it. I'm also gonna talk about Avengers: The Kang Dynasty, and I'm ready for that one to come out too because it's an anticipated movie since Ant-Man Quantumania kind of dove in a little bit into Kang and him as a villain, but also, which I didn't even realize until I watched Loki for like the second time, Loki also talked about it too, and he was basically the antagonist of the show also. So I'm ready for that one to come out. I know they had to, you know, sadly switch over from with Jonathan Majors to someone new, but, you know, I think it'll be good either way. And Esquire says, at this point, Kang Dynasty's future is very uncertain, which is true. Jonathan Majors is no longer playing Kang, but Marvel has yet to announce if they're going to recast the role or move on to another villain. They have some time to figure that out. As this next Avengers outing isn't planned until 2026, fans are screaming for Doctor Doom, but we'll just wait to see who becomes Marvel's next big bad. And again, like they mentioned, Jonathan Majors isn't playing anymore because he had some things happen with the media, and he had some things happen in a club, I believe. So he got fired from that role. And this doesn't come out, it isn't said to come out until May 1st of 2026. So we again have 2 years to talk about this. They have 2 years to film. They have 2 years to cast somebody else and see what's going to happen and how they're going to go on with this. But I'm still excited to see the movie. Again, I have 2 years to really build up how excited I'm going to be of it, because he did pretty good. Jonathan Majors did really good in Loki with kind of, like, with his acting, because he had to play, like, different roles. He had to play different people. He had to date. He had to have, like, different expressions. He had to have different, you know, auras in general, because he was playing, like, technically different villains at different points. So he did really good in Loki. I'm just excited to see what they do with the series and what they do with his character, because you never know. Again, like I said, they have 2 years to figure it out. So they'll get it done. We all know they will. And, oh, actually, let me talk about one more thing. What if nobody's watched it yet? I honestly haven't watched it either, but I heard it was really good. Marvel has this thing on Disney Plus where it's kind of like, what if, like, what if this happened instead of this happened? So, for instance, this is not true, but let's say, what if Spider-Man was a girl instead of a boy? Basically, so, oh, even though this already happened, but that was another thing. Oh, no. What if, let's say, Hawkeye were to, instead, were to fall off the mountain and sacrifice himself instead of Black Widow? That type of thing. They have that kind of series where they have, like, a whole season. I think they're on season 2 right now. Or they're about to release season 2 right now. And that sounds like a really good show. And they're planning on releasing another one. It hasn't been determined yet, but they're planning on releasing season 2. But that one's actually a really good show. I recommend anyone who hasn't watched it watch it yet, even though I haven't watched it either. But, you know, watch it, because I heard it was really, really good. And from the clips I've seen, it's really good. So, okay, now we're moving on to the last bit. It's kind of, like, veering towards the end of the show. And if anyone doesn't know, I'm a student at Hillsborough Community College, the Ebor campus. And I got to do this radio show because I'm part of the internship. And my major is radio and television broadcast programming. I hope I said that right. And anyone who has wanted to do a radio show and has wanted to kind of have their own radio show, that's kind of what they aspire to do in life. And, you know, kind of enjoyed watching me do it. You know, I know when I first started this, I was probably so bad at this. And, you know, I didn't really have a good grasp of what to say and how to say it, whatever. But the show's kind of, you know, throughout the whole entire semester, I think I've gotten better. I hope you guys can hear that I've gotten better. And whoever's listening, thank you for, one, listening and being here, even if it's your first week listening to me, and probably your last, but maybe it's your first week listening to me, maybe it's your second time listening to me, maybe it's your seventh time you've watched every single show or listen to every single show, should they thank you. And this class was a part of RTV in 1941. So again, if you want to have a career in radio and television, do that. This is a very fun class. The people in here are very supportive. Narissa, the teacher, is very supportive of everyone. She encourages you to do better. Everyone here is very nice. It's such a good opportunity. And I got to do it. Very, very fun. Very fun. Again, if you want to do that, join this program. You get to learn a lot of things, not even with just radio and getting to have your own radio show. You get to learn how to use camera, film, video. This such a good program in general. So just saying, just wanted to add that in. Quick little intermission. But I have a little bit more time, so I think I'm gonna jump in and say a few more things that are coming out, just because I know I kind of veered off a little bit, but just wanted to add that in. But Avengers Secret War, we have a little more time, coming out May 7th, 2027. Information about this next Avengers flick has been pretty secret, hence the title. But Secret Wars has been set for a release date one year after Kang. If the plot follows the comics in any way, the Avengers should be putting the multiverse drama to rest when the cataclysmic Secret Wars hits theater in the summer of 2027. Again, Marvel's future is very, not wobbly right now, but again, I think everyone needs to, by everyone I mean like the directors, the producers, the writers of the show, just needs to know what way they want to take this franchise and stick with it. Going back and forth isn't really going to help. You know, I feel like it'll just confuse everyone. They either need to stick with what the CEO was saying and kind of stick with making the established characters have a, you know, more of a backstory and, you know, kind of dive deeper into them, even though I don't think they need to, or they need to go on a route of talking about the newer people in Marvel and talking about the newer villains and superheroes that we're going to see in the Avengers. You know, I think they have to stick with it, honestly. They kind of have to either, they have to go one way or the other. We can't go back and forth. We have to stick with talking about, for instance, we have to go with sticking with talking about Spider-Man over and over and over again, or we have to go to talking about Miss Marvel, you know, a little more into her, or Yelena, a little more into her, Kate Bishop, a little more into her, you know, something. We got to go one way or the other. We can't keep going back and forth, because I feel like that's what I'm seeing. Like, they want to expand the universe and they want to talk about, oh, King's coming out, we need to see him. They want to show us the whole new band of superheroes coming out with the movie. They want to see that, but they also want to stick with people we've already seen on screen 30,000 times. But who knows, we don't know how it's gonna go. It could honestly be the best thing that ever happened to this franchise, or it can be horrible and it can ruin it. But obviously Marvel will always have a whole bunch of love and support and fans, so you know, even if it is a horrible movie and even if these movies are pretty bad, the worst that can happen is they delay every project for another year because they have to refilm everything because it was that bad. But again, who knows? I'm just really excited for the future of Marvel. I'm excited for the future of the Avengers. I want to see how these characters develop and see how they do. See what the directors and producers and writers decide to take their, what direction they decide to take their characters. I think it'll be good for the most part. Marvel always releases like one or two bad movies, but they always come back. They always come in with like a really good movie that everyone loves. So, you know, even if they do mess up, they'll be fine at the end of it. But again, once again, thank you guys for listening. This has been The Sheila Show with your host, Sheila Jean, a part of the internship class at Hillsborough Community College in Ybor City, home of the chickens. Oh, technically, this is not my last time I'll be on air. I have a radio show on Tuesday for my radio programming class. Yeah, my radio programming class. And it's called Popcorn Interview. I host with two other lovely women. And we basically talk about movies and why we watch them and how we watch them. We talk about the food that we eat during the movie and in the movies. We talk about a lot of stuff there. But we're going to have our last show of the semester on Tuesday at 12 o'clock. So listen in for that. And there's also two more radio shows before us that happened starting at 10 o'clock, and they talk about a lot of things on there. So if you like sports and you like women in sports and you want to talk about women in general, 10 o'clock, the girls have a lovely show for you. And then if you just want to talk about a lot of random things at 10 o'clock, I think, no, 11 o'clock, the girls are on, but at 10 o'clock, the boys are going to be on talking about a lot of random things. They always have a funny and a good show. So listen in for that at Tuesday, starting at 12, will be Popcorn Interview, though. Bye.
Okay, she headed to the dance floor and she slowly started popping it. Something like my wrist piece, everybody got to watching it. Girl, you got that secret treasure, I'm going to put a lock on it. Don't care what they say, I would be stupid to be not owning this Vicky. Heard you got that sticky. Let's go and take 9 shots. We'll just call it 50. And I'm gonna lick it, lick it, lick it till they hickey. Had that river running. Keep you gunning till you empty.
Bang, 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 bang.
Oh, you look so sweet. What you working, Palace? Look at your physique. Girl, you are a beauty. Well, I am a beast. They must have been tripping to have left me off a leash.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Shorty, you a dime. Why you looking lonely?
Party jumping, shorty, she's a perfect 10. She rock her hips, then roll her hips, then drop it down like it's nothing. She shaped just like an hourglass. You see how fast an hour passed. Time flies when I'm on that, but I won't put out on blast. Work it like a pro, sit and watch it go. Do a thing out on the floor. She bouncing fast and shake it slow. So sexual, incredible. She beautiful, she edible. I got her, I won't let her go. I ain't seen nothing better, yo. Look how she twerk it, the way she worked it. Make me wanna hit it, heaven when I'm in it, if I do not fit, I'm gonna make it. Girl, you can take it. Don't stop,
like
get it, get it.
I like the way you grind with that booty on me. Shorty, you a dime. Why you looking lonely? Go buy another round and it's all on me. As long as I'm around, put it down on me. Just put it down on me. Put it down on me. Down, down on me. Put it down on me. Don't throw it off the mound. Show me how it's gonna be. Girl, all I really want is you down on me.
Put it down on me.
put it down on me.
You are listening to Hawk Radio, Hillsborough Community College.
Filthy rich, many emotions shit, so I could never trust a bitch. I tried to help kids get on, they turned around and spit right in my face, so came in broke and sucker. Now when you hear him, it may sound like it's some other shit, cause I'm not writing anymore, they not making hits. I'm far from perfect, there's so many lessons I done learned. If money's evil, look at all the evil I done earned. I'm doing what I'm supposed to, I'm a writer, I'm a fighter, entrepreneur, fresh out the sewer, watch me maneuver. What's it to you? The track I lay sick, it's better than basic. This is my recovery, my comeback here.
On some of that revenge juice, getting my taste buds ready to whoop down this spaghetti. Or should I say this spaghetti even? Think you f***ing me, pause, keep on just forgetting. Thought he was finished, motherfucker, it's only the beginning. He's barking again, he's straight talking, cooey's offending. He'll rip your vocal cords out and have to get this plug in the motherfucking wall with 3,000 volts of electricity. Now take the other end up from them, plug your motherfuckers in each one of your eye sockets, cause I thought you might find me. Can see, that'll teach you to go voice in your same motherfucker, everybody that's up in this part 50. Cause this is all I know. This is why so hard I go. Swear to God, I put my heart and soul in this more than anybody knows. I'm trapped, so all I do is rap. And every time I rap, I'm more trapped. And I wrap myself right into this bubble. Uh-oh, guess it's bubble wrap. It's like a vicious cycle. My life is in a crisis. Christ, how was I supposed to know? But turn out like it did. Feels like I'm going psycho again. And I might just blow my lid. I almost wish that I would've never made recovery, kid. Cause I'm running in circles like
my life.
Confused since I was a kid. So like 40 million records, people forgot what I did. Maybe this is funny, maybe I'm supposed to go crazy. Maybe I'll do it 3 a.m. in the morning like Shady. Psycho killer Michael Myers, I'm on fire like a liar. Trying to say this ain't classic, get your ass kicked, mad cook. Wrap your head up in plastic, see now pick a gasket. Dirt nap with the maggots, it's tragic, it's sad. It's never gonna end, I'll be number one again. With that frown on your face and your heart full of hate. Accept it, respect it, it's a gift God given. Like the animals, a f***ing thing living.